25 years old on Songs of Praise, I've come across the work of Mercy Ships on several occasions because I've interviewed people, mainly medical staff and dentists, who have gone out there and obviously changed lives, and their stories were really moving. In particular, I remember talking to one surgeon whose speciality was face surgery and reconstruction of deformation of the mouth. Cleft palate, for example, is a huge problem, especially in Africa. And sometimes it's not just the physical problems that maybe a child has to face having been born with that, but the social problems, the stigma of being different from everyone else, and the difference that this fairly minor, in some cases, operation can make to the life of someone who's had to live with a condition like that for many years. It is much broader than just them feeling physically better, but it actually can give them a chance to rebuild their lives in many ways too. So, having come across so many examples of that, and in particular being inspired by the sort of people who choose to take breaks from, for example, being a consultant surgeon at an NHS hospital, to go and spend 3 weeks or a month on board the Mercy Ships doing exactly the same job for free and changing the lives of strangers, really. It's that inspiration that really has made me think I should do my bit. I mean, mostly it's their Christian faith that inspires them to do that, but it's also just a sense of using their skills for the benefit of others.
You've talked a bit about the surgery side of things, and I understand Mercy Ships also runs community outreach projects.
Yes, because if you imagine that on the ship, on the Africa Mercy, there is something like about 1,000 volunteers who could potentially go, at 400 of them on board at any time. Well, those volunteers can range from the medical staff, the surgeons and the nurses, to the cooks and the engineers on board. But also on board are teams of people whose speciality is building communities. It's taking, for example, arranging for clinics in community situations, medical clinics, dental clinics, but it's also helping with community development projects, which focus on things like water or sanitation or education or building the infrastructure that's needed to develop communities, and of course agriculture as well. So experts in all of those fields also take their skills out there, really, to train the trainers, really, to pass on that knowledge so that communities then can start to use that and retrain others and build a better life for themselves. So that's a very ongoing project always.
Here in the UK, we obviously know that health and education are important issues, but for people in some of the countries that Mercy Ships are working in,